First Presidency Message, The Voice of the Lord, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. The Doctrine and Covenants invites all people everywhere to hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is filled with His messages, warnings, and encouraging exhortations given by revelation to chosen prophets. In these revelations, we can see how God can answer our prayers of faith with messages of instruction, peace, and warning. In our prayers, we seek to know what God would have us do, what we should do to find peace and happiness in this life and the next, and what lies ahead of us. The Doctrine and Covenants is filled with answers to such questions asked by ordinary people and by prophets in humble prayer. It can be a precious guide to teach us how to receive answers to questions about our temporal well-being and eternal salvation. Humility and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ are key. Oliver Cowdery received an answer from the Lord regarding his desire to help in the translation of the Book of Mormon. Remember that without faith you can do nothing. Therefore ask in faith. Trifle not with these things. Do not ask for that which you ought not. Over and over in the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord requires faith and humility before He gives His help. One reason for this is that His answers may not come in the way we expect. Neither will they always be easy to accept. Church history and the experiences of our ancestors illustrate this reality. My great-grandfather, Henry Eyring, prayed fervently to know what he should do when he heard the restored gospel taught in 1855. The answer came in a dream. He dreamed that he was seated at a table with Elder Erastus Snow of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and with an elder named William Brown. Elder Snow taught the principles of the gospel for what seemed to be an hour. Then Elder Snow said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to be baptized, and this man, Elder Brown, shall baptize you." My family is grateful that Henry Eyring had the faith and humility to be baptized at 7:30 in the morning in a pool of rainwater in St. Louis, Missouri, USA, by Elder Brown. The answer to his prayer did not come in an audible voice from the Lord. It came in a vision and dream in the night, as it did with Lehi. The Lord has taught us that answers can also come as feelings. In the Doctrine and Covenants, he taught Oliver Cowdery, "Behold, I will tell you in your mind and in your heart, by the Holy Ghost, which shall come upon you and which shall dwell in your heart." And he encouraged Oliver in this way, "Did I not speak peace to your mind concerning the matter? What greater witness can you have than from God?" The Doctrine and Covenants, church history, and the history kept by Henry Eyring on his mission just after his baptism have taught me that answers can be felt as warnings as well as peace. In April 1857, Elder Parley P. Pratt of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles attended a conference at what is now Oklahoma, USA. Henry Eyring recorded that Elder Pratt's mind was filled with gloomy forebodings, not being able to discern the future or any way of escape. Henry recorded the sad news immediately thereafter of the martyrdom of the apostle. Elder Pratt had gone forward on his journey despite feelings of danger, just as the prophet Joseph had done in going to Carthage. It is my testimony that the Lord always answers the humble prayer of faith. The Doctrine and Covenants and our personal experience teach us how to recognize those answers and accept them in faith, whether they be direction, confirmation of truth, or a warning. I pray that we will always listen for and recognize the loving voice of the Lord. Teaching from this message. Number 1. Consider reading together the paragraphs about prayer in this message. As you read, ask family members to listen carefully for how God answers prayers. Consider testifying of the importance of prayer. Number 2. The Doctrine and Covenants is filled with answers to questions asked by people in prayer. What if the answers to their questions, the revelations, were never recorded? Encourage the family to learn to recognize and follow the promptings of the Spirit. They may want to record their thoughts regarding prayer in their journals. Applying the First Presidency Message to Youth. Listening for the Promptings by Maria Isabel Molina. One night my cousin ran away from home, so I hurried to go look for her. As I drove, I prayed for the Spirit to help me. I knew that God would answer and direct me, and I tried to listen to the Spirit's promptings. But when I couldn't hear anything, I began to feel desperate and felt that the Spirit was not prompting me. Although I wanted to go farther away to search, I felt that I should stay in the area around my cousin's home. So I decided to drive around the area once more. As I stopped at an intersection, I saw the silhouette of a young girl walking. I had found my cousin. As I got out of the car and ran to her, I realized that the Spirit had been directing me all along by helping me feel that I should stay in the same area. Because I had been listening for a quiet voice, I nearly ignored the Spirit's promptings. I then understood that many times we will not hear a voice, but we will feel impressions in our hearts. I was so thankful for the Spirit's guidance. Truly, He is always there. As the Scriptures say, "The Holy Ghost shall be thy constant companion." If we are worthy of the Spirit's guidance and we pay attention, we can be instruments in God's hands to do good for many people. With the constant companionship of the Spirit, we will know the way we should go. Applying the First Presidency Message to Children. A Prayer Adventure. President Eyring teaches that prayers can be answered in many different ways. You can have an adventure searching the Scriptures to find out some of those ways. Here are a list of Scriptures to look up. When you read them, describe what the Scripture says about answers to prayer. John 14:26. Doctrine and Covenants 6, verses 22 through 23. Doctrine and Covenants, section 8, verse 2. Doctrine and Covenants, section 9, verses 8 through 9. And Proverbs 8, verses 10 through 11. After you have read the Scriptures, talk to a parent, a family member, or a friend about your own experiences with prayers being answered. End of the First Presidency Message, The Voice of the Lord, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency.